This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
All right, welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for being with us again this week.
No problem, man.
Coach, coming off a huge, huge win over a tough Wayne County team, 47-35 in an old South Georgia shootout. Tough 5A school, probably a top – I mean, Coach, I'm telling you, that's a top five team in 5A. And we put 307 yards of rushing offense on that team. Very impressive win. What do you say?
I think offensively we played really well up front. Our backs, quarterback did a good job kind of distributing the ball and doing what he's coached to do. I think we did a lot of good things in special teams. We have to play better on defense, giving up too many big plays, not getting the type of consistent focus on details that I want out of those defensive guys. And if we don't turn that around, it's going to hurt us in the long run.
But Coach, you know, putting that many yards rushing on a team like Wayne County, which I'm telling you, Coach, that was a good. I can look at a team and tell you that team can play and that team can't play. That team had some athletes on it. I mean, some just good looking young men over there, big, strong, fast. I mean, everything you'd look for in a good looking 5A squad. And for us to put that many yards on them and handle them the way we handled them was just impressive. And Coach, I go back to every week, and I've always said this, your offensive line play gets better and better. And I know our running backs ran hard, but you can't do it without those hogs up front. And our hogs were getting after it this week.
Yeah, we challenged our kids to come out and be physical. And I think they were. We knocked them around up front. And that's good to see. You know, I think as long as we stay healthy, we have a chance to have a really good running game throughout the year. We want to continue to improve. Obviously, I feel like we've got some points in the bag. Still, TJ is getting better and better as a passer, and I think there's a big upside for us up there. We've got to improve our ability to protect him and our ability to catch the ball, but I think there's points to be made out there throwing the football for us as well.
But Coach, just I can't get over, like I say, the offensive line play. I looked at it. Your offensive line was moving. I know your starting center was out, and Paul Hedgman stepped in, did a fantastic job. I mean, just looked like the young man did a fantastic job for you. Stepping in there like he always does at every position. But let's talk about that stable, and I say stable of running backs we've got. Nolan Grant, 14 carries for 131 yards, Coach, 9.4 yards per carry. Caden Hutchison, I think Caden wasn't feeling too well, Coach, because he had 14 carries for 102 yards. Only a 7.3 yard. Did he have the flu? I mean, was Caden down in the mouth? Something going on? Girlfriend break up with him this week or something?
Trust me, he's tight with that girlfriend. He's fine. I mean, both those guys are really good backs. They're not real big. I tell people all the time, we had a group of real fast midgets that came through a few years ago and fathered children, because we got a lot of kids in the program that are 5'6". That can run. They're really good football players, but they're not tall. And Nolan and Caden and Juwan Floyd and Jaloran Coleman and Snooty. I mean, we got a bunch of those guys, and they're really good players. They're just not real tall, so we're not going to run them out for the jump ball at the basketball team, but we're going to hand them the ball and let them go run wild on Fridays.
And Coach also had Alan Parton get in there for a touchdown late in the game, and I watched him do a fantastic job lead blocking all night. And those running backs, Coach, were just hitting those seams that the offensive line was creating for them, and just a fantastic night running the ball.
We were physical up front. That was the whole thing. We moved people around, and we're going to have to be that way, obviously, this week and over the next couple of weeks for sure. We have two good football teams on our schedule over the next 2 weeks in Ware County and Camden. So we're going to have to continue to play that way and get after people and kind of play with a chip on our shoulder.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talked about the running game. Now we're going to talk about the emergence. And I knew it was coming. I told it the last few weeks on the hottest podcast in the nation, Coach, right here on the Red Terror Network. I mean, you can't do any better than get any hotter than Red Terror football. And we've talked about it, and I told you, Coach, it was coming. But T.J. Lewis, the young man, I saw it, Coach, he's coming on.
Yeah, he is, and he's being more decisive when he runs the ball. He's carrying himself like the quarterback, taking control of the offense. I think kids are looking at him, seeing him as a leader. You know, the thing, we haven't thrown the ball, gone out and thrown the ball 20 times on a Friday night, but, you know, and that's not something necessarily we want to do. But he has improved so much as a passer. He was a guy that you know, struggled at times last year to be consistent with it, and he gets better and better, and we feel really good about him throwing the ball, especially in the play-action game. And I think that's going to, against good football teams, that's going to pay off down the road, his ability to throw the ball and spin it and get big plays, you know, down the field when people are trying to come up and take away our running game.
Coach, young man had four touchdowns against a tough Wayne County team. I mean, just lit it up all night. But, Coach, just what you were saying, you know, we're never going to be that team that's going to throw it 25, 35, 45 times. And we don't want to be that team. We want to be that team that controls the game with our running backs, and then that quarterback that steps up there and goes, you know, 6 for 7 passing, you know, with 3 touchdowns. Pretty good night. Yep. TJ was 2 for 3, 37 yards passing, but it was when he hit him. And what I see is this young man getting that air that a quarterback's got to have, you know, where you know you're not just a player, Coach. You're not the left guard. You're not the left tackle. You're not the nose guard. You're the quarterback. You're the dude that walks across campus and everybody knows who you are. You know, you're the quarterback. You're the pretty boy. You know, you're the pretty boy. You got the good-looking girlfriend. You're walking around. You're the man, you know. And I think TJ is taking on that mantle. What's the Nature Boy say? To beat a man, you got to beat the man. Yeah. Well, he's accepted being the man, and I think that, you know, I saw that happen years ago when you made the change and put DJ Dallas in there, and that young man caught fire, and the rest is history. And then I saw the same thing happen, Coach, with Randon Jernigan when that young man got in there and that spark hit, and I'm seeing it with TJ, and I really think that. Sorry about that. And I really see this young man coming on and being a superstar for the Red Terriers.
Yeah, you know, I like the Game of Thrones Springer, by the way. Yeah. That was good. you know, TJ, he's worked really hard at being the quarterback. And, you know, last year, you know, he got moved to wide receiver, and it really wasn't so much necessarily what he did, what we felt like we needed. And I think he put a lot of time and energy in coming back and playing ball and doing the things he's supposed to. He's worked hard at throwing the football, and he's gotten really good at doing it. I mean, you watch him in practice. He's spinning the football like he was not able to do last year. He's putting the ball where it's catchable. Even his incompletion was a good throw. And you're not going to complete them all, but, you know, we feel like he's gonna continue to make strides. You watch him go out there and work on it. He's working on his craft. He's listening to his coach. He's being coachable. He gets better and better every day. It's exciting to see.
All right, more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, going to finish up talking a little bit more about the game this past week with Wayne County. I want to talk about the defense. Coach, got there early, watched Wayne County warm up. Maybe the biggest offensive line I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah. I thought the Jaguars had dropped their team off here. I mean, Coach, the team came in one bus and the offensive line came in the other bus. I mean, you tell me. I'm standing there on the field, and these young men are 6'5", 6'6", across. The smallest one on the offensive line had to be pushing 300 pounds. Massive. I mean, just maybe the biggest offensive line I've seen any team have.
Yeah, they're
especially big. Especially a 5A school.
Yeah,
coach.
They're big and physical. They're pretty good up there. We need some of that at Glenn Academy. I need the women of Glenn County to start quit marrying golfers and start marrying offensive linemen. And having some big children at this place, they're huge. I don't know what's in the water in Jessup or whatever, but they got some big old country boys over there on the offensive
Coach,
line.
Coach, you've got a beautiful young daughter that's a volleyball superstar. She couldn't get one of those big boys to maybe move to Glenn County.
That's not a bad idea. it's just one of those things. We got to get one of those. We had to hunker down in there, and I, for the most part, defensively, that wasn't the issue for us. I think our kids, fought their tails off up front, and they really only had one drive on us. Everything else was big plays and a couple of gig'em plays. Coach Cribb, anytime you play him, it's like the circus comes to town. He's always going to have some trick plays and all that stuff. And part of that, you just have to – the kids have to play and develop some savviness on the field as they play to kind of get past those things.
Well,
but we have to do a better job with little details. Our scrapes aren't great. We got lazy with our footwork on a couple that led to a long touchdown run. And that's the thing. We're pressing our kids, and we're going to be hard on them because I feel like we have a chance to be a really, really good defensive football team, as good as we've had here in the last 5 years. And, for us to go out and beat a Valdosta or a Lee County or a Northside or Allatoona in the playoffs, you have to play great defense. And we're playing great defense 80% of the time, and then 20% of the time we're giving up big plays, and we can't do that.
And Coach, that was other. They had that big offensive line, but they had some good-looking skill people with some speed, with some wheels, and I was just impressed because we hung in there, Coach. Byron Bacon, not one, two picks in the game. Nothing better than Bacon, Coach. That. Nothing better than Bacon. He had a great game. That's a young man, Coach, that I think is playing fantastic for you, that can maybe shut down the other team's best player and take away one side of the field. But what I really like, Coach, you talk about your defense coming on. We were outsized, bigger. They were bigger. They were stronger. But, Coach, I saw your defensive line down there gouging people's eyes out. I mean, fighting, getting after it. I saw your linebackers flying after the ball, trying to make plays. And against a team that was, like I say, I think offensively as good a team as I've seen us play in the last – certainly this year, by far away to me, the best team we've seen this year.
Well, I think they have a good offensive team. I'm not sure they're in the same caliber as Fort Dorchester. Fort Dorchester's level.
That's true.
But they've got all that stuff and some other stuff. But, we want to put ourselves in a position to go so we can beat a Fort Dorchester. And to do that, we have to play great team defense. And we're, like I said, we're doing that 80% of the time. We still have things we got to work on. I think our kids are going to get there. But we weren't there Friday night. Gave up too many easy scores. And make a game that should have been, I mean, that game should have been 50-10, honestly. And it ended up being close kind of at the end because of we put ourselves in those situations. So we've got to fix those things. It's something we've got to work on. And, you know, our kids are aware of it. Our coaches are aware of it. Hopefully we'll be a game better with it Friday night.
All right, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about one Chase Gabriel. Again, young man had a fantastic night. We call him money up in the stands because every time you send him in there, it's just 3 points in the bank. Putting kickoffs in the end zone just about every time, Coach. Every one of his punts is bringing rain. I mean, the young man's kicking the ball better. You know, we've had some phenomenal kickers at Glenn Academy. I mean, over the years, I've seen us have some really, really good kickers, but I don't think you could find a better kicker than Chase Gabriel than what we're looking at right now.
Not the way he's kicking the ball. I mean, he really is. He's hammering it, and he's, you know, he's playing well. He's as good as I've coached. And on top of that, he's playing wide receiver and going out and playing his tail off out there. So we went from calling him Squirrel to Super Squirrel because of the way he's playing right now.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, Coach. One of the things that's going on, you know, late in the game, he had two kicks, I think, that didn't make the end zone.
Right.
And, you know, I think a lot of that had to do with the young man was out there, you know, playing wide receiver for you, and we were getting the edge. We kept getting the edge, and I remember leaning over to my old man. I said, you see why we're getting the edge? I said, Chase Gabriel's out there laying some nasty crackback blocks on people, because I can tell you, Coach, that's a – you know, for a kicker, he's just not a kicker. He's a ball player.
He is. He's a really good football player. He's a strong kid. Works hard in the weight room, and you know, it gives you everything he has. You know, he's one of those. A lot of people always talk about that. You know, my son's not going to be big enough to play and all that. So Chase isn't. You know, obviously he's the kicker and punter, but he's playing wide receiver and doing a great job for it. He's not a real big kid, but he's turned himself into a good high school football player because he's worked really hard in the weight room. And that's the great thing about football. You can manufacture yourself as a ball player if you get in there and work really hard 200 days a year.
Yeah, and Coach, I think we've had this conversation before. That's a young man that I told you, I think you could put him at wide receiver, and you even mentioned maybe putting him at safety. That and I know he's that good of a ball player. I mean, he's just a kid that wants it. He wants to be a ball player. But, yeah, man, I love him kicking those balls, so let's not wear him out too much. I love him putting those balls deep and getting us 3 points every time he steps out on the field. But, Coach, other than that, I thought the rest of our special teams looked really well, looked good. We had one issue on they were doing that pooch kick, which is always, you know, difficult to field and always difficult to deal with. But I thought we handled it pretty well. And that kicker they had, he really did a good job.
He did a nice job. Juwan Floyd came up there and did a good job fielding those short kicks. And, you know, we put him up there because he's really good at it.
And anybody that knows that, when you're dealing with that pooch kick, they're putting it high, and you got to go up there and deal with it. And they've got five or six guys coming down on you, and they're coming down hard on you. And you got to be a man to handle that kick. There's no question about that.
They got people, you're catching it in traffic because they're running all around you.
And it's
nerves of steel, man.
It is, man. You got to be a different kind of dude to handle that kind of pressure. And I know Juwan can handle that. I know that young man. He's a good ball player. Saw him in here the other day, Coach, and it's amazing the difference a year can make, because anybody that knows Juwan knows he was a little fella.
Yep.
I come in here the other day, and he looked like a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a solid muscle. Yeah, and, you know, look, I thought he was Nolan at first.
Yeah, he's a solid mass of muscle. He works hard. Never says anything but yes, sir, and goes and plays his butt off. He's done a good job for it. He's a great kid and a great competitor.
Great young man. And Coach, he's a junior this year, Juwan?
No, he's a junior.
Yep.
He's a junior.
And just a fantastic athlete and a good young man. And, Coach, I can tell you, looking at him the other day in the weight room, I mean, it's really paid off for him. All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. Emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallway's Bakery, 912-265-0750, goldenislesdental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. Coach, we talked about last week. Let's talk about this week. It's Hate a Gator Week. Everybody hates the Gators. We've got Ware County, always a tough team. Got a lot of history, I know, since you've been here with the Gators, and we've gone back and forth with them. I hate them. You know, anybody over here that I know hates them. So anyway, we've got a rough game this week against the Gators. They're 2-2, but Coach, they played a pretty rough schedule. They played some good teams. They lost to Coffee County, which is a top team in 6A. Lost to Coffee County 21-7, and then are coming off a win against Jonesboro last week, 35-34. Tell us what we know about Ware County.
You know, I think they're kind of finding their groove offensively, which makes them a little dangerous. You know, they've got some really good skill over there. They get the ball out on the perimeter. Those guys, they can make plays. So we're going to have to tackle well in space, fit on the ball real well, because if you don't fit on the ball, they can make you pay. You know, so early in the year, they were running some more wing tee stuff, and they kind of moved back to what they were doing more of last year, getting the ball out in space to their playmakers. And I think you saw them play a little better against Jonesboro on the offensive side. Defensively, they're very good. They run well. They're physical kids. They fit up on the ball really well. They're good at every position on the defensive side of the ball. So we're going to have our work cut out for us on that side. We have to, you know, there's not going to be a lot of big plays against them because they run so well on the back end. So we're going to have to drive the football, which means consistency. We can't have negative plays. Can't have turnovers. Those type of things. And on the defensive side of the ball, it's kind of the other. We've got to be consistent over there. We have to fit on the ball well. We have to know our assignments. The quarterback can really run the ball and throw the ball. So we're going to have to hem him up in the backfield. And he makes a lot of plays just on his own, taking off and running the football. So we've got a work cut out for us. A pretty good football team. You know, it's one of these games. If we come out and play well, I think we'll win the game. If we don't play well, we'll be in a dogfight all night.
And Coach, Ware County's got a new coach this year. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He came over from Pierce County.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. And that's correct.
And so got a new outfit over there, new coaching staff. But anybody that knows anything about Ware County knows they're in that sweet spot, Coach. That's what I like to call it, the sweet spot. As far as Ware County's just a big enough town, they've got one school there, but they've got really good athletes, and they've got enough athletes that they can give anybody trouble. I mean, Ware County's just one of those schools that can line up and play, you know, with a 5A school, or they can play with a 7A school. Yep. And because they're in that sweet spot. They've got athletes, they've got players. That's one thing I know from playing them over the years, Coach, is they never have a shortage of really good athletes at Ware County.
Yeah, the one thing you'll see from their kids, they'll hit anything that moves. I mean, they're physical kids. They'll run downhill, hit, and tackle. So, you know, they're always good on defense. This year's no exception to that. You know, we just have to focus on us, make sure that we're doing the things necessary that we need to do to win the game. As long as we do that, take care of our business, I think we'll be fine.
And coach it, like you said, they'll hit anything that moves. Sometimes they'll try and go hit your kicker. But we're not going to go there. Coach, what do we have to look forward to from them offensively? I thought that coach when he was at Pierce County was more of a sling it kind of guy.
Well, he was kind of a wing tee guy, and he's got a wing tee background, and I think they were in the gun, kind of a spread wing tee stuff over at Pierce. Didn't watch too much of their stuff at Pierce because as he moved over, transitioned over, we're going to get some film on him. He was more of a traditional wing tee guy early, still running some wing tee concepts, some buck sweep trap. The quarter, everything goes to the quarterback. The Castellanos kid is a really talented kid, man. He reminds me in some ways of DJ Dallas. He can throw it, he can run it. We're going to have to be on our game with those guys. We've got to win the game up front with the D-line. We've got to fit on the ball very well. I say that every week. Just, you know, inside, outside, and a guy on the ball. We can't have two guys over the top of the ball because, you know, the running back, the Gainer kid, can stick his foot in the ground and disappear in a heartbeat. We have our work cut out. Our kids, the things that we need to work on are the things that these guys can take advantage of. So it'll be a good test for us. If you see us giving big plays, you know, those things are, you know, we're not there yet. And hopefully we're going to take more of those big plays away and continue to play better team defense every step of the way, every play of the game. I think one of the big issues we have right now, our kids are trying to make every tackle instead of just taking care of their business and doing their job.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about this week on offense. Any injuries we need to be concerned about? We got anybody coming back? I know we had our starting center out last week. Paul Hegman stepped in there, which, you know, Hegman's been your utility guy. I mean, the guy started everywhere, wide receiver. I mean, I think he's played everything except quarterback.
Yep.
How are we looking on the offense?
You know, I think we'll have all our kids back. I'm not sure Paul or Clayton will play at center this week. Clayton's just kind of coming back, so Paul's kind of gotten a lot of the reps there, but both of them have practiced a little bit. You might see a little bit of Clayton and a little bit of Paul, and Paul play some tight end as well. So we'll kind of get on the field and see how that goes. Our hope is Clayton will come back and get back at center, and Paul can go back at tight end. I think that's our – you know, we feel like that's our best 11 out there, but – you know, we've just got to get the kids that are available to play due to injury, and you know, we've got to roll them out. But we should be relatively healthy when the game starts.
Well, again, with the Ketchum kid, and Coach, we talked about this last week. I know he had the concussion issue, but he was never really right in the head anyway. So, they need to understand where the baseline is with
that
young man. You know,
right.
I was talking to him the other day, and I said, man, there's nothing wrong with you. Anyway, he's a good kid, and I'm glad we're going to be getting him back. And I know Paul moving back out there to tight end gives us a little bit more blocking on the perimeter. What about defensively? How are we looking, Coach?
I think we're going to be without a defensive lineman this week because he's suspended for rules violation. You know, we're going to have to sit a kid this week. But other than that, we should have all our kids and everybody will kind of be other than normal bumps and bruises, guys being sore. We should have the rest of our kids ready to play and go get after it.
All right. Well, Coach, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thank you again, Coach, for being here with us on the hottest podcast in the nation, Coach. Nothing hotter than Red Terror football. Nothing hotter than Red Terror Coaches Show. So thanks for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman signing off.